Something happened today that surprised the experts. The jobless claims, they didn't fall. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 10th day of September. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Yet another retailer is calling it quits. Citigroup made history today. 6 job skills needed in the era of COVID-19. The price of oil just keeps dropping. A massive number of empty apartments in New York City are, well, available. JCPenney may yet live. The Wall Street Report and Target says, hey, we're going to do better. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, at IOB_NewsHour on Twitter. Well, the jobless claims for last week were supposed to fall, but they didn't. They held steady, a sign that job losses are continuing as the United States struggles with COVID-19. According to the Labor Department, initial jobless claims in regular state programs were unchanged at 884,000 in the week that ended September 5. Continuing claims, that's the number of Americans claiming ongoing unemployment assistance in those same programs, rose by 93,000 to 13.4 million people in the week that ended August 29. Experts, including Bloomberg, had pegged the week's total for new claims at 850,000, but in reality it was 34,000 more. So how bad is it? Before the pandemic, initial claims were running at about 212,000 a week. In other words, it's not getting better. And that had Wall Street in a tizzy. I'll share those numbers in just a bit. Yet another retailer has called it quits. Century 21 stores, long a destination for bargain hunters looking for big deals on designer dresses and shoes, cosmetics, and housewares for nearly 60 years, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and is winding down its business, shutting all 13 stores across New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Florida. In a statement, Century 21 said the decision followed non-payment by the company's insurance providers of approximately $175 million due under policies put in place to protect against losses stemming from business interruption. Century 21 says it's starting its going-out-of-business sales at all of its stores and online immediately. The seller joins more than 24 retailers that have filed for bankruptcy since the pandemic, which has forced non-essential stores to temporarily close. Notable brands to go bust include Brooks Brothers, J. Crew, Neiman Marcus, Lord & Taylor, and JCPenney, but we've got news about that company coming up. Citigroup made history today by naming Jane Fraser as its next chief executive officer. She will become the first woman to lead a major U.S. bank. Fraser, currently in charge of Citi's consumer bank, is set to take over in February for Michael Corbat, who plans to retire after 37 years. Now, while Corbat helped stabilize Citi following the Great Recession, Fraser will be taking over one of the nation's largest banks at a time of vast economic uncertainty. Even the largest U.S. banks have reported sharp declines in profits as they brace for a wave of defaults during the pandemic. Fraser is a 16-year veteran of the bank. She was made the heir apparent last October when Citi elevated her to the role of president. Today, Money had a great article on job skills necessary during the era of COVID-19. These jobs and skills associated with them are seeing a new boom in the market as companies navigate the shifting current reality. Whether you've been itching for a career transition or you simply need to pick up a new job because you've lost one, you might be able to reap rewards if you pay attention. Now, many of these skills fall under the umbrella of so-called soft skills, non-technical attributes that even those without specialized certifications can nurture and apply. So of the 6, first on the list, is having the ability to communicate with others smoothly and even in Zoom meetings. You know, we talk about the opportunity to communicate effectively all the time here on the Business News Hour. It is so vitally important. And so that's skill number one. Number two is having the ability to engage social media with great skill. According to Indeed, social media savvy has seen an astounding 199% increase in demand in the job market since last year. Number three on the list of skills is information technology. IT support has seen a 102% increase in demand this year. Number four in this figures, delivery driving, courier, and warehouse experience. These individuals can be broadly lumped together as key abilities fueling the new delivery economy. E-commerce is booming, and that has increased the need for workers with delivery and courier experience by as much as 78%. Number five in the skills jobs that are hot right now is, get this, furniture sales experience. Now, you might not have seen that one coming, but if you can sell a fancy couch, you're in luck. Nesters who want to make the most of their homes are driving up demand for those with furniture retail backgrounds, and the increase in demand is up by 66%. And finally, number six, and you would figure this, healthcare. But specifics in healthcare. For example, there's been a huge uptick in employers seeking respiratory therapists. That demand is up by 153% solely because of the coronavirus. So there you have it. Some soft skills and some hard skills needed in the current job market. Oil continued to lose value today as the U.S. reported increased revenues and decreased utilization. Futures fell to $37 a barrel after an Energy Information Administration report showed domestic crude stockpiles increased for the first time since mid-July. Diminished gasoline inventories provided a, well, a slight bright spot. But signs of the pandemic-stricken global economy will take longer than anticipated to recover weighed on U.S. stocks, and it did pressure oil prices today. The number of empty rental apartments in Manhattan nearly tripled compared with last year. This is all according to a report from Douglas Elliman and Miller Samuel. The inventory of empty units, which rose to 15,000 in August, is the largest ever recorded since data started being collected 14 years ago. And the hope for a rebound in the fall or the end of 2020? Well, that looks increasingly unlikely. Well, hang on. It may not be over for JCPenney. As we shared with you several weeks ago, mall owner Simon Property Group has come to the rescue and could be saving tens of thousands of jobs. JCPenney signed an agreement to sell its retail business to mall operators Simon Property Group and Brookfield Property Partners, which would avert a total liquidation. The deal splits the company into separate businesses between the two buyers. It's not yet been announced how many stores will remain open. All right, what else was going on in New York? Well, it was another down day on Wall Street, fueled by the latest jobless numbers, political chaos for President Trump, mounting COVID-19 cases, the failure of the U.S. Senate to pass a skinny stimulus bill, and tech stocks losing their luster. One more? That's enough, right? The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 405 points, or 1.5%, at 27,534, but it had been up as much as 234 points. That's a 600-point swing. The S&P 500 shed 59 points, or 1.8%, to 3339, reversing from an intraday high. The NASDAQ Composite, well, that fell 221 points, or 2%, at 10,919. And finally, there is this. Target is committing to increasing its black workforce by 20% over the next 3 years and says its plan includes programs to boost and retain existing staff. The announcement coincides with the release of the retail giant's 2019 diversity report, which breaks down workers' racial and gender makeup at all levels. It shows that 5% of Target's officers, 8% of its leadership team, and 15% of its board of directors identify as black. In comparison, white workers make up 71% of officers, 75% of the leadership team, and 54% of Target's board of directors. Yeah, Target said, we're going to do better. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us associated with this daily project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.